Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time that we're able to share together. And as I sought the Lord for what He would have me share with you this week, He led me to speak about the seasons of the Lord. The Lord has seasons in the natural realm, but also He has seasons in our life. And sometimes those seasons seem to extend for a prolonged period of time, and sometimes they can be short. But nothing ever stays the same. God is a God of change. Just like in the natural world, things are continually changing. There are cycles, natural cycles, that the Lord has established in terms of His natural laws. And so in the Spirit, He is watching very closely each one of us, our growth, our development, and He is wanting us to partner with Him, that we have an understanding of what He is doing in our lives so we can profit the most from that. We can learn the things He wants us to learn. We can understand His ways a little more clearly. And so as we go into the Word of the Lord, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You, Lord, as we stand and know that You have a future that is planned for us, a future that will give us hope and joy and fulfillment in You. Lord, our desire is toward You and the remembrance of Your name. This, You are our love, You are our reason for living, and Lord, we surrender ourselves and consecrate ourselves to You anew and afresh, that You would lead us into the things that You have for us in the days ahead, and Lord, that we would be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and we would be aware from the knowledge of Your Word what season we are in, and knowing that no seasons is established for a long time, but that there is a time that it will change into another season, and we just need to be sensitive, Lord. So help us to be sensitive and understand the season we may be in right now and that which You have awaiting for us in our future. Amen and amen. All right, well, let's establish a little bit of an introduction going back to the first book of the Bible, and I'd like to read a portion of Genesis, the 8th chapter, and this refers to the period of time when the flood waters receded. Noah and his family, those 8 people were saved alive. All the inhabitants of the earth were killed because of the great wickedness and of mankind, and God saw that it grieved His heart what the situation was, and so He sent a flood. And when Noah and his family went out of the ark, Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and he offered burnt offerings, and the Lord smelled a pleasing aroma, and then he made a promise. Let's just read that in verse 20 of chapter 8. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and he took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. And this is the important thing we need to hear. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. This is a promise. This is a covenant God made in Genesis, saying that the earth, as long as it exists, will have the various seasons of the natural cycles that we're familiar with. So we see that God ordained seasons. In his infinite wisdom, he planned cycles of climate, which science rightly claims protects and preserves the natural world. And it has been a long-held belief that the overabundance of insects in equatorial climates is due to the sameness of weather all year round. And for those of us, some live in mild climates where there's not much of a change in the southern portions of the United States, Florida, California. I lived there for a number of years, and there are seasons, but they're not dramatic as when you are in, say, one of the northern states where there are very definitely distinctions between summer and fall and winter in many cases, and even in temperate states in the higher elevations, there's snow. And so there's a beauty to each of these seasons. And I think God knows that we like change. And so if you are living in a seasonal climate, you probably, like myself, learn to love and appreciate the beauty of each season as it rolls around. And of course, we could say with certainty that we prefer one season over another, but each one of those seasons has singular beauties for which we can be grateful. The Word of the Lord says in Romans, the first chapter, and I'd like to read verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Basically, the apostle was inspired to write and affirm a truth which man knows instinctively. What is being said is here, the invisible things of God can be seen from the natural world around us. So our Creator has revealed characteristics of spiritual truth in his natural order. 1 Corinthians 14 and 46 declares, "Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. Whether the heavens give forth sunshine or snow, they declare the glory of God." Psalm 148 is a psalm that talks about the natural world giving praise and honor to God. "Praise him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light." Verse 7 and 8, "Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars." And it goes on to the beasts of the field and mankind singing the praises of God. We see in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 45, these are the words of Jesus. He talks about the goodness of his heavenly Father. In 45, it says, "That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." And Psalm 147, verses 16 through 18, it says, "He giveth snow like wool, he scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels, who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth the wind to blow and the waters to flow." Praise God. So God controls all the natural elements and cycles that occur in nature. He is our creator as well as the creator of the earth that he placed man on. And all of these things are wisely planned by our all-knowing creator. Now, the important thing for us to understand is that seasons have a purpose. just as in the natural world, God has a purpose for everything that occurs. There's a reason. There's a time of sedentary inactivity through the winter. But when spring comes, the sun begins to shine longer and it gets warmer, then the natural world starts to come to life in spring. It's a beautiful time of year. Well, God has a purpose in the seasons of our spiritual life as well. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven." There are many lessons that we can learn in the cold, bleak times of our walk, and there's a particular beauty of the Lord in our winters that we cannot behold in our summers. God is the God of all comfort. After times of mourning over personal mistakes or sin in our lives, God is so gracious as to give us times of joy in our victories. And one thing you can say, life in God is never dull. What is God's purpose? Do you know what God is doing in your life right now? He is doing a work in each one of our lives, in all of the seasons that He has ordained. All His ways are perfect and full of joy. That is, let me clarify, when we learn to count it all joy, as James 1:2 says. Now, 1 Peter 1:6 says, "And if for a season ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations," the early church and certainly our own experience lets us know there are seasons of testing, seasons of heaviness, but there's purpose and plan in every time, every season that God allows in our lives. Well, my time has just quickly flown away, and we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and I pray that you'll be able to listen tomorrow. If at any time you're not able to, feel free to go to our website, and you can click on the broadcast, and they're archived there for your convenience. But as always, I give you an opportunity to know that this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence. And so if you have prayer needs, perhaps there's a situation you're dealing with, you've been praying and nothing seems to have moved, there's power in agreeing prayer. And the announcer will give our contact information. If you choose to email and you like a personal response by mail, I ask you to share your mailing address. But I will always confirm receipt, and of course I'll pray. I love you and pray for you every day, my UCM partners, as well as my radio family. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.